reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. And that's on page 174 in the New Testament section. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, the various kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Many gifts.
One Spirit.
Now, you might think that if you read that scripture, if you were a literalist, you would say, well, Scripture tells us that there are nine gifts of the Spirit. That's it. Nine. We don't add anything to it, and we don't take anything away. If you interpreted it literally or read it literally. But Paul is not writing to us and saying, these are the only. He never says, these are the only gifts of the Spirit. Paul is writing to this church in Corinth that he had founded early on, and there has developed in this church, as we know, oftentimes Paul's letters are written as a cause. In other words, something has happened in the church, and he needs to straighten them out a little bit, or provide them additional guidance and direction, as a loving parent or brother would, any other member of their family. That's how Paul felt about every one of those churches. So even though in the heat of some of his letters, he is not any more angry with them as a sibling would be with a brother or a sister. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and he is speaking to and addressing in chapter 12 what he sees as an undue focus on what the Greeks would call glossolalia, and that is the speaking in tongues. We know in Pentecost, when Peter, this fisherman, delivers his first presentation, his first sermon, and we know that he speaks, the Word of God comes through him, and it's so powerful we have manifest what? Tongues of flame manifest over the up to 5,000 men. There were probably many, many more, because there were women and children. Even though the scriptures don't mention them, we know that if there are 5,000 men there, we know there are a lot of women and there are a lot of kids. So this Holy Spirit, like a flame, manifests itself over each of these people. And along with this flame, the Holy Spirit, they do what? They are speaking in the native tongue. They're speaking in, whether they're Medes or Parthians or Scythians or Romans or whatever country they were from, because at Jerusalem at that point in time, there would be all kinds of people coming from all over the Jewish world, all over the world, Jews coming to Jerusalem to celebrate. And what happened? These people were speaking in all of these tongues, and everyone understood them. So it might be understood that people would say, speaking in tongues is a very powerful and very meaningful gift. It absolutely is, but it's not the overarching gift. And that's what Paul is addressing. Because in here, what does he say? He gives a list, and the very last one is speaking in tongues. And he says that if you're speaking in tongues, then there should be someone there who can interpret. Because just as at Pentecost, all these people were speaking in different tongues, but what was happening? People could hear it. People could understand it. That's the difference and the challenge here that we face sometimes when we try to read into something more than is there. So we know that these gifts are not limited just to these nine gifts. Certainly. Imagine, is painting in here as a gift? No. Is fishing in here as a gift? Boy, I tell you, that gift of those rockfish was, you know, awesome. That's a gift and a talent. Some people can fish. Some of us are better left staying ashore and waiting. Some of us can bake. Some of us can cook. And you look at some of the miracles that some people present at all of these, you know, covered dish dinners. Oh, my goodness. But that's not listed as a gift. I'm telling you, Paul's listing some of them, but not all of them. So as I told the girls, and they're not here today, the homework that I gave them was I wanted them to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I wanted them to list the gifts, look at the gifts, see which of those gifts they have. Because you know what? Nowhere in there does it say that any one of you is limited in the number of gifts. Not only is the number of gifts not listed extensively, but each and every one of you can have one or many of these gifts. But here's something that's true throughout all of these gifts. Each one of them is what? Each one of them is given for what? They're given for the common good. Each one of these gifts is not something that you hold in tight and don't use. Heaven forbid, if you're a great baker, what good is it if... Well, I mean, if it were me and I baked cookies. But... wasn't a big laugh on that one. Come on, guys. What good is it if you have this gift, if you're blessed with this gift, and you don't share it? He has given gifts for the common good. I love those rockfish. Those are different gifts. There are varieties. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Now there are varieties of gifts. Varieties of gifts, but what? The same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but the same Lord who what? Who activates all of them for everyone. When he talk about these varieties of gifts, it means there are multitudes of the gifts, not just nine. Not just the nine that are listed, but all of those gifts, as many as there are, they're given by the same God. As varieties of these activities, you know what? I'll tell you what. CHKD, Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters. Terry worked there for over 20 years. And the stories that some people would tell and stories that Terry could tell, about how loving and caring some of these people are. That's a service. And it doesn't matter if it's the person, the nurse that comes in and sits down next to someone and holds their hand, brings them a coloring book, takes their mind off the chemotherapy or the radiation that they just had. Those are activities. Those are gifts. Services, the things that people do. A doctor comes in and analyzes the blood chemistry or analyzes a sample of tissue, and they come up with a treatment process or a treatment protocol for that, for the treatment and that disease. I'm telling you, that's for the common good. That's from God. That's for a purpose. He does not give us a gift or a talent for us to let it lie fallow and not use it. He gives us gifts and talents so that we will, so that others will see it. Now, some will say, my gift of gab is probably, maybe I should tone it down a little bit. There, you had it. Just a little bit. I toned it down a little bit. He answers prayers. But to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Now, manifestation, it was in a hymn. It was in the song. Manifestation is kind of like a manifest. You know, if you order something and it shows up in a warehouse someplace, or it leaves a warehouse and there's a bill of lading and on it is a manifest. And what is the manifest? It itemizes every single item that's shipped. Or it should. And when you are on the receiving end and you pull that manifest out and you look at the manifest, and then what do? You go look in the truck to find whether or not what's on the manifest is actually there. God manifests these gifts and talents. In other words, He manifests Himself in those gifts and talents. In whom? In you and me. Summer, just wait. Wait to see the gifts and talents you've got. I can't wait to see those. And I'm sure Lee can't wait to either. He's probably seen a couple of the gifts, but they are coming out. And Josh and Jake, come on. Gifts and talents. Did you guys play basketball yesterday? Was it fun? Did you win? Gifts and talents. I rest my case. But each of them is a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. It's for all of us. Do you think your grandma and grandpa enjoyed watching you guys play? Were you out there playing just for you? Nah, come on. And your mom and dad as well. That's how it works, for the common good. For each and every one of us. And now when grandma and grandpa tell us, everybody else, and they will tell everybody else, how you guys enjoyed your basketball game, guess what? They're all going to hear it. And I'll guarantee you that there will be an upturn in the lips of the people who hear those stories. It makes them happy. It's for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit. Again, in each of these cases, Paul emphasizes that to every one of us, to each and every one of us, as he lists these, that it's through the Spirit, by the Spirit, for the common good that we are given these gifts. To each is given the manifestation. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. Well, wisdom and knowledge, aren't those the same things? You guys read the biography of Albert Einstein? You know, a lot of knowledge there. He had some problems. He had some life issues. I mean, he was smarter than probably half of creation, but he had some issues with common sense things. Wisdom and knowledge are not necessarily the same, nor do they reside equally in any one individual, or for that matter, group of individuals. That's why I got Terry. I'm the one with all the knowledge. She's the one with the wisdom. Okay, so she's the one with the knowledge too. But come on. To another, faith. Faith that, you know, Hebrews 11 says faith is the hope for things not yet seen. In other words, it's not been made manifest yet. It's not, we don't see it yet, but we still have faith in it. We have a hope for those things that God's promised, that we'll see them, that they'll be manifest in us. Who knows what's coming out of summer? Who knows what's going to come up out of Jake and Josh? So much for the wisdom. Got a lot of knowledge. I just have to pull it out sometimes. That'd be the wisdom part. Terry, help me here. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. You know, whether it's the healing of an injured shoulder or a knee or a hip or a child that's facing chemotherapy or an adult daughter who's undergoing chemo treatments. That healing grace by the one Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. Because, you know, sometimes things look like they're good, but you have to pull the whole string on it. You know, somebody calls you up and said, you've just won a $200 gift card. All you have to do is call this number and give it, you know. Or we just got an email that someone just received a $4,000 pound inheritance. And they'd like to send some of it to me if I'd be willing to give them. You know, think about that. Okay, now discernment on that one. Not so fast. And the very last thing that he talks about. I mean, remember, Paul was addressing, at least from the commentators, Paul was addressing this elevation of glossolalia, the speaking in tongues. He is trying to tell them, it's good, but it's not the best. It's good, but it's not the only thing you focus on. You look at all the gifts, not just speaking in tongues. Because in verse 10, he closes here, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and the same Spirit who allocates or who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. So whether he's got the utterance of wisdom or knowledge or faith or healing, working miracles, prophecy, discernment, the speaking of tongues, interpretation of tongues, they're all activated by the same Spirit. They're all given to us for what? The common good. Each and every one of us should bury them under a bushel, right? That little light of yours, there's a hint. This little light of mine, I'm going to bury it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Those gifts should manifest themselves in you. But you know what? They're given to you by God. And if you are given the gift of glossolalia, if you're given the gift of speaking in tongues, hallelujah! But if you let loose and go, hope that there's someone there who can interpret and tell everybody else what it is that you just said. Because if you're speaking in tongues, God hears it, that's great, but if no one's there to interpret it, it edifies you. But if someone is there who can interpret it, then the Lord is the one who receives the glory and is edified. And that's why the gifts are there, for the edification, not of you and me, but the edification of God. It's Him made manifest in our lives for what? For the common good. Speaking in tongues? Hallelujah. Absolutely. Pray for that gift. But pray for the other ones too. And don't stop at just I, because those are the ones listed. And don't pray for them in priority that He gave them to. Paul, there are so many out there. You'd be ludicrous to think that these are the only ones. Gifts and talents. How many of you can ride a bike? Okay, I used to be able to ride a bike. Marion, how many times did I lay the bike down on the way over to your house? Those are gifts and talents. And I'll tell you what, if we don't use them, we can lose them. They can get stale. You got a gift of love, got a gift of joy, got a gift of music, got a gift of just being there with someone and visiting and listening. And I know I'm terrible at listening. I'm great at speaking. Well, maybe not so great at speaking, but I'm supposed to be good at listening. But those are gifts and talents. And they come from God. The same Spirit activates them for the common good. Which ones do you have? And how are they manifested in your life? And how many of your neighbors and friends and relatives and the strangers on the street can see those gifts manifested in what you're doing and what you're saying and how you're acting. More than a laundry list. More than a laundry list. They are the gifts of God, the same Holy Spirit, the same Lord,
for the common good. Amen.